Steve Jones is the best cheesemonger in the world. Now, that's official as of July 2011. Steve won the crown at the second annual Cheesemonger Invitational. Well, this raises two questions. What is a cheesemonger, and who is Steve Jones? Well, cheesemongering is a relatively new profession here, but an honored old one in Europe. And Steve Jones has worked in cheese for some 15 years, and he has the Cheese Bar in Portland, Oregon. Steve, good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks.
Well, Steve, what does a cheesemonger do?
It's a multifaceted position for certain. Cheese care, obviously, is first and foremost. To buy and sell cheese as quickly as possible is our take on it. And to listen well to customers, I think, is probably the second most important thing, because they're going to tell you what they want, and you are then going to guide them to the right cheese.
I've heard you speak about cheese, and you talk about doing triage with cheese when you get it into the store?
Right. Yeah, when cheese comes in, we receive cheese 6 days a week at Cheese Bar. And so you open up the boxes, and it's one of our favorite moments. We call it Cheese Christmas because you're pulling all these great cheeses out of the box, and everyone's a surprise, and some of them you've never seen before. Cheese is coming in from Germany and Belgium, and you're just totally pumped. But what you do is you open up those cheeses, and you're looking at them to make sure that the cheese isn't too wet, isn't too dry, isn't cracked, hasn't belled from sitting for too long. And what we then do is we assess these cheeses and we say, well, do we need to put our hands on these? Do we need to work on some rind maintenance? Do we need to get them into a different container? Do we need to dry them out a little bit? Do we need to wash them off a little bit? And then you assess them as to where is this a cheese you sell today, tomorrow, or maybe even next week. Some cheeses are going to have a little more life. Some cheeses are going to need a little bit of aging if we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's these great people out there called affineurs, which are agers, and they do that job so well that I leave most of that work to them, and we have the fun job of just interfacing with the final customer.
All right, so the next logical question is, are these tricks we should know? I mean, if I buy a cheese, I'd love to be able to see it through your eyes, because then I can know, do I need to turn it? Do I need to know if it's belled?
Yeah, and a good cheesemonger should be able to help you with this, and I can definitely give you a few tricks, too. If you have a cheese that's belled, so a belled cheese, you can tell the bottom is bulging more than the top.
Right.
And so it's been sitting probably for up to 6 weeks on its trip over, if it's come from France or Italy. And so you can simply do that cheese a favor by flipping it over, because the gravity has pulled the weight and the fat and the moisture all down on that trip. So just by simply flipping that cheese over in a day or two, that's going to kind of redistribute through the cheese, and you're going to have a happier cheese. And also that bottom side, if it's been belled like that, quite often is going to have a fair amount of moisture and what we call diaper rash, where the bottom of the cheese is getting kind of gooey. And when you flip it, you're going to allow that to dry off a little bit.
So you have less chance of spoilage and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of other things you can do in your fridge at home. The main thing is I'd suggest you buy and eat your cheese as quickly as possible. That's your best bet. But if you do end up with something that does need a little love, you can other things you can do is pull off the label. If the cheese has a label right on its surface,
yeah,
it's not a terribly happy environment for that cheese, because that rind is a natural rind that wants to breathe. And most of those labels aren't perforated and aren't allowing that breathing to happen. So just removing that label, you've done the cheese a favor.
So does that mean, should your cheese be wrapped then? Should it be plastic wrapped?
Well, we highly recommend every piece of cheese that leaves my shop leaves in perforated cheese paper. And there's one out there that consumers can buy from a brand called Formaticum. And it's a French-made paper that's dynamite. It works really well. It'll add a ton of life to your cheese. It allows the cheese to continue to breathe without it suffocating and without all that moisture being stuck inside. So it'll add about double life to your cheese.
If I can't get that, could I perforate something like wax paper?
I would say, yeah, wax paper or parchment paper loosely wrapped around the cheese, and then tuck it into a Ziploc, because you're going to want to let the cheese breathe, but you don't want to let it in an environment that's going to dry out.
Ah.
So that Ziploc's going to keep your humidity up.
I see. Because the refrigerator is a dry environment.
Exactly. A lot of air moving in there. And also a lot of different off flavors. If you have fish or anything else in there, your cheese will pick it up. Just like butter picks up off flavors, your cheese will do the same thing. That fat's a magnet.
So tell me about how do you become the best cheesemonger in the world? What was that competition about?
It was crazy. That was kind of equal parts rock concert, Wrestle Royale, and cheese dork extravaganza. Loud music, bright lights. And so there were four elimination rounds. The first one was blind tasting. You had 10 minutes to taste six cheeses and try to give six descriptors for each one. And then the second round was precision cutting. So you had 30 seconds to cut two pieces of cheese off of a big 10-pound block down to a quarter pound each without a scale. And then the third was wrapping. So you had 30 seconds to wrap those two pieces of cheese in cheese paper. And then the last was presentation, where you got to bring kind of your A game on your presentation side. So I presented with little cones that look like circus cones, red and white striped circus cones. Full of bacon, caramel, popcorn, and a mountain cheese, and had those fanned out on a plate. And luckily, I came out on top.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lynn. It was great.
Steve Jones has the Cheese Bar in Portland, Oregon. He was named the 2011 Best Cheesemonger in the World. Now, when was the last time you had a cheese souffle? They're really easy. All you need is a few eggs, a good-tasting cheese, not a lot of it, and you're there. Sally Schneider has a fine recipe on the website. It's called simply Cheese Souffle. So check it out, splendidtable.org.